King of the throne, I adore you. King of the throne, I love you.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. We are talking about Jesus' message from Matthew chapter 5 to 7. And today we are talking about the last area in that message where Jesus spoke about in the verse 21 of chapter 7 of Matthew, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, and will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drove out demons and perform many, many miracles? Then I will say, I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Very, very tragic and very horrible time when this happens, that these are the people who said that God, Jesus, they thought they know Jesus. In fact, they did not know Jesus because they did things, they followed Jesus. Maybe, like I mentioned in the last message, they slipped away because of the lust of their eyes, pride of life, and lust of love, many other things they loved, and they became millionaires. They have millions, 10 million, 50 million, all those in the bank, in the banking, and they are building money on the top of money, and just satisfy the government. Maybe they give a part of it every year of the profit to some charity or ministry, what they call it. But what about all this money setting up, which is building up in the banks? What are you going to do with that? These are the money of people collected from many, 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 many thousands and millions of people who are innocently gave for the ministry of Jesus Christ for many nations. When they show these pictures and mailings to people's homes, so many of them talking about poverty strike and nations in Africa and terrible, terrible diseases that everyone needed to help. And this is all, there are some good works going on. There are definitely some good works happening. But what about these millions sitting in the banks? Isn't that supposed to be used for the kingdom? If that stays there, when Antichrist comes, after Christ come to receive the saints, it's called the rapture. I talk about it very often because that's the greatest event which is going to happen next in the whole universe, whole world, the wherever humanity is, that they are going to be raptured. The Christians, believers who completely are waiting upon the Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord, they will be taken up by the rapture. The time of the rapture, power of Jesus Christ and God, Holy Spirit, all together come into the midair and he receive his saints. It is called the rapture. In the rapture, there is a lot of the world and the government or whatever people who don't know Jesus Christ, they will not know the rapture happened. But they will see afterwards many, many souls, many, many people are missing from this world. Many, many aircraft has been crashed because the pilot was a Christian believer waiting upon the Lord. And there will be many tragic accidents Many automobiles may crash. Many, many things will happen in the world in such a way that they will not know how this all happened. But at the same time, there will be a man called, whose name is Beast. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, speaking about the rise of the beast from a big sea. Sea means it's a very big lot of waters, which means a multitude of people in the prophetical language. And that person rise from a very multitude, a large world, people of this country, this world, all the world together. From that name, people, there is one man will rise. Now we will have to detail, go through the studies to evaluate and all those things later. Now the Revelation teaches us concerning the beast who will become the Antichrist, who will be called as the Antichrist. Now, what Jesus said, if you go back, go to the chapter 25 of Matthew, and verse 31 says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him. See, it says all the angels. We are not excluding one. There is thousands upon thousands of angels, which is numerous that we cannot even calculate how many the numbers are. See, they say 10,000s upon 10,000s sometimes in the Bible, in the Revelation also. So the numerous bigger number of angelic hosts in the heavens, they all come with Christ, and then Christ comes in glory. He will sat on his throne. See, where is this throne? If you study the prophecies, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, all these prophecies telling about that this Messiah, this Son of Man, who him call himself as the Son of Man, who was the Son of God, God's only Son, Jesus Christ, he is born as the Son of Man, and he comes in and in glory. That's the time people will be terrified looking at Jesus. Who is this? See? And this Jesus, when he first came, he came as poorest of the poor in the world, walked through the many of the streets in Israel, going north and south, Judea to Galilee, Galilee to Judea, and he went through all over Nazareth and Galilee and preached. He also went to Phoenicia, today's Phoenicia, which was the country is called, today we call Lebanon, that region. He went and preached to the other Gentile nations. He healed a Gentile woman's daughter. We further continue studying. We can see that in the Gospels. So Jesus, then he will come in his glory, and all the nations will stand before him. He will sit on the throne. See, the throne of David, the throne, the kingdom of David, he is in the lineage of the King David. His earthly father, adopted as a father, was the next king, supposed to be, if there was a kingdom. His father Joseph, who was a carpenter, as we know, but he was in the lineage of David, who could be the next king at the time, praise the Lord. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, was also in the lineage of David's family. So they were in the same tribe, because there had a law given to them that everyone, each Israelite tribes marry only from their own tribe. That way their wealth will stay. That's one of the laws God has given to Israel. See, that's not the most important thing here. Here it is the coming of Jesus in power, and all the nations will gather before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. See, you read this in Matthew 25 again, verses from 31. So he will separate the nations who gather. So now we must understand that there will be a judgment of nations, and this judgment supposedly, in my supposed belief, not the final judgment. This is the pre-judgment, which is when Jesus sat on the throne. Now, what happened before Jesus was returning in power? The world was going through a tribulation. At the end of the tribulation, the last 3.5 years, the Jewish nation were tortured, persecuted, killed, and murdered, and raped, and all these things were going on by the Antichrist I mentioned before, who rise from a great multitude of people who are already in the earth. That I am not trying to, I'm not going into identifying that possible nations of the world where the Antichrist is going to rise. That I have discussed this last year in God's Eternal Plan series of messages. I have talked about this. So that archives are available in WCNO 89.9, in the Word of Eternal Life Ministries. If you click on that, you will be able to listen to those messages. They're all in the archives. Now, we are talking about this one judgment where it is basically God, Jesus, sitting on the throne of David, and they will place the throne of David. Now, the question is, where is the throne of David at the moment? We do not know. None of us know, but probably it is securely kept somewhere. Somewhere we don't know. But it says, the prophecy says, they will place David's throne, and Christ will sit on that throne when he judge the nations. So when he judges the nations, he will separate people like one side as the goat, another side as the sheep, right? Two categories of the animals, the same line of animals. He will put the sheep in the right and the goat on the left. Then the king will say to those who are on the right, come you who are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. See, this is what the good people have done to Christ. So Jesus mentioned earlier in his ministry that when he said that, if you do something for one of these little ones, he pointing his disciples and the people around him, the Jewish people at the time, the poor ones, they were always following him. The richer ones did not follow him, right? And one time a rich man came, he said, how can I follow you? And he said, do you follow the law, the commandments? He said, yes, I do. I'm doing it ever since I was a child. Then he said, look at him. And Jesus said that you are right. You did a good, you're a good child of God. But can you leave all your wealth and sell it and give it to the poor and come and follow me? The rich man was very sad because he was very wealthy. He could not sell his property and he left him. So there was not too many rich people followed Christ. Majority, I will summarize I suppose, they were all very poorly people who followed Christ. Amen. So Because of that, Jesus told if anyone give something to these ones, the one who don't have anything. Today, this is the same situation that you will and I will, we need to see who is in need, help them in time of need. If it is clothes, if it is food, if it is shelter, see what we can do. But we have to do based on how everything is going on in today's culture as well. So it was the thing that when Jesus saying that I was hungry, you fed me, that means he's talking about you gave it to the ones who needed, the ones who were poor, the ones who were struggling for something and trying to survive. So those are the things Jesus told them. Now, the background of this is that we need to understand that who are these people? These are the nations. We, right after the tribulation, great tribulation, the Jewish nation went through a terrible, horrible time. Then Antichrist was persecuting them and killing and murdering and raping everyone they can. The world was ready to come and invade. The military of the whole world was waiting behind him to invade Israel. But at the time, he was trying to make them to surrender to him by worshiping him. So he claimed himself God and sit in the holy place, in the place where they prepared the temple in that period of time. And he placed his idol and asked them to worship. Right, the good Jew know they can worship an idol, which was the first commandment. Praise God. So this is what happened at the time. Now what happens is these people, they run to mountains and neighboring states, countries, and here and there, and all the nations where they run away, they were helped by those people. This prophecy is referring to, in my understanding, to those people who helped the Israelites who were persecuted at the time. The nations who helped Israelites, the poor people being punished and persecuted, then God is going to bless and choose those nations and people who helped them. Now, many of the Arab nations today, if they were the one, probably will be helping these people at the time of tribulation. They may give them asylum. Many of the Arab nations around Israel, they were the ones God was going to select. This is not referring to usually to Christians. This is referring to the nations who were there at the time around Israel. Now, there are nations who came against Israel. Many of the battalions and nations and soldiers, all the army has been destroyed, but there are leftover people of all nations. Now the Lord is going to judge them. The Lord is going to judge them who will enter his kingdom. The ones who helped the Jews, the one who helped the people of God, they are going to be, say, helped by Christ, that Christ will say, what you've done for them, you've done for me. What you did not do for them, you did not do for me. So you will go to eternal damnation. Now, the good people who did not do, where they were standing there, they were saying, Lord, then the righteous will answer to him, Lord, when did we see you hungry? Verse 37 and onwards. And when did we feed you or thirsty and give you some thing to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in person and go to visit you? See, the righteous is saying that, Lord, we didn't do anything like that. We haven't personally served you. We haven't fed you. We didn't take you in our house and clothe you when you have no clothes. We didn't come to see you when you were sick. No, none of those things we've done for you. Then the king will reply, King, the Lord Jesus will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine. Who are these brothers of mine? Christ is speaking about his brothers, earthly brothers who are Jewish nation. If you have helped them in their panic attack, when they were being attacked, they were panicking and running for life, that when those people who helped them, that's what Jesus is mentioned referring to, the king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. You did for me. See, at this moment, there is also we are the Christians who went to heaven with Christ. They also returned with a million, thousands upon thousands of angels. And all those Christians who received their bodies, they are all, some of them were killed, some were raped, some were murdered. They were all persecuted. Many of them are persecuted Christians. They are resurrected from the dead. They went to heaven. They came back with Christ. All those people were standing along with the Jewish nation that Jesus is mentioning what you have done for them. These brothers, which include believers, Christian believers, those who went up to heaven with Christ, who came back with Christ. That includes them also. It also includes the Jewish nation mainly in their turmoil, in their horrible time, which is going to happen in the near future. That's where we are leading to. The world is leading towards the Antichrist arrival, and our Lord Jesus will come before that. Praise the Lord. You done for me, what you done for my brothers, which you did for me. Jesus addressed his disciples as his brothers when he was in the earth. Even God addressed Christ as the oldest son, and the believers who redeemed by his death and resurrection, by his death especially, and those Christian believers who believed in Christ, they are also his brothers and sisters. So God has many sons. God wants many sons. In the epistle in the Hebrews, you can read that in the first chapter, you will see that God wants many sons. He sent his only son so that through him, he will become like them, and he will live with them, and he will die because of his death. They all been redeemed by his blood, purchased by his blood for the Father, and he adopted all of us. All of the believers, Christians, they were adopted to the Father, God, by his Son Christ. So if we are his brothers, then he will say to those who are in the left, depart from me, you who are cursed into the eternal fire. See, now I am not sure at this point that they will go immediately to the fire, which is the hell, because there is another final judgment for throwing people into fire. So I haven't seen any theologians ever have discussed this part. You'll have to do some more research on it, that these people are separated and God, Jesus, telling them they will go to eternal fire, which is prepared for the devil and the angels. Do you know the hell was not made for human? God prepared the hell ancient of time when Lucifer, the great archangel, and a very large number of angelic hosts joined him when Lucifer rebelled against God. When Lucifer rebelled against God, God commanded his mighty archangel Michael to go and kick him and cut him down from heaven, and he fell. His angels became demons. They deformed. They lost their beautiful figure of angelic hosts. Their beautiful figures with their wings and their body like human body. They had beautiful figures. They lost it. The fire came out of Lucifer himself and burned him. It says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, in the prophecy where the punishment of Lucifer, he fell from glory, he got punished by God, he was cut down from him, his rebellion, he wanted to be equal to God, he wanted to sit on the throne where God was enthroned in heaven. And this archangel, because of him, God made this hell fire. The hell fire which was made a very long time before the humanity was made, that was prepared for Satan and his angels. And there, those who will not accept Jesus Christ and those who will not help his people, they will mean there is no direct application of saying that you must help such and such people so you will get saved. No, the only way to get saved to eternity is by believing in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection, and he died for you. That's the only way you can get saved. But the other things are your credits. You will be receiving rewards for helping his God's children. Even today or in the time of their hardship, that if you help God's people, God will reward you for that as well. Now, these people who came, they were told to go to eternal fire. They were the ones who were basically were against Israel at the time. They were against Israel. See, today we also see that many presidents and many nations declared against Israel. So what is happening is there is an enmity increasing to the maximum point at the time when all this timing will come together, the rise of the Antichrist will happen, that one day that all these things will come together. It's like three areas, three corners, everything coming together and joined in one place. It's like God, Christ is returning and Antichrist is rising, and then Israel is going to go through terrible time. And then at the end, all these come together, all these three come together, and Christ return and defeat the enemy, and he save the Jewish nation as a whole, those who believe in Christ. They recognize him. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 12 and 13, speaks about how the Israel and Jewish people as a nation accept Christ, and they will repent, and they look upon the one they have pierced there, his body. They pierced him. Well, when we say they pierced him, they handed over him to be pierced by the Roman soldiers. So the responsibility goes upon them. Now the ones who pierced them were their fathers 2,000 years ago. It was 2,025 years ago this thing happened. And those who pierced him means his descendants, those who people, they recognize him. Yes, this is our fathers put him to death, then handed over to be crucified by the Gentiles. So then they recognize their supplication and prayer, and they will be groaning and crying to Christ. Read the book of Zechariah, chapter 12 and 13. Praise God. That's where it's all written. Now Christ will send these people who says they have done a lot of things for Christ, but they did not do anything for Christ, basically, and they were sent to go to eternal damnation. May the Lord richly bless you with the scriptures. May the next time we will see you, God.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
This is Mary Lee from Vero Web Consulting. We help businesses design smarter processes using AI where it helps while keeping people at the center. It starts with a strategic assessment. We study how your organization works, then build AI and digital tools that support your team, not replace it. Whether it's automation, decision support, or systems that talk to each other, we make it work for you. Visit VeroWebConsulting.com or call 772-268-2072 to schedule your assessment.